I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. India's Supreme Court issued a major ruling stating that homosexual acts between consenting adults is no longer a crime. However, India's Catholic Bishops' Conference issued a statement saying that while the acts may now be legal, they remain morally unacceptable because it, quote, violates the purpose of human sexuality, which is procreation. However, the statement added, the Church, quote, respects the dignity of homosexuals as persons and their human rights stemming from human dignity and personhood. The Justice Department filed a 174-page criminal complaint alleging that North Korea was involved in efforts to hack into American companies and steal from financial institutions around the world, and that hackers caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage to the world economy. While the complaint describes a team of hackers working for North Korea's main intelligence agency, only one North Korean was named in the report. That person, Park Jin-hook, has been charged with computer fraud and wire fraud in the hack of Sony Pictures in 2014. The complaint states that besides the Sony cyber attack, the hackers were also responsible for the WannaCry attack that brought down Britain's healthcare system last year and for the heist of $81 million from the Bangladeshi Central Bank. A number of top officials in the Trump administration have come forward to deny they were the authors of a recent anonymous op-ed in the New York Times. The article, which was reportedly submitted by a member of the administration, stated that there is a resistance group within the White House that is trying to block some of Trump's more extreme efforts. The anonymous writer also claimed that many of Trump's successes in the White House have come, quote, despite, not because of, the president's leadership style, which they called adversarial, petty, and ineffective. In an interview yesterday, President Trump said it was unfair for the person to author the piece anonymously because it gave no way to discredit it. In an interview published today, Pope Francis said that Christians need to speak out about injustices whenever and wherever they see it happening, and especially when those injustices are hidden by silence. The Pope stated that while the Lord promises to liberate all those who are oppressed, he needs us to be his eyes to see what's happening, our hands to help, and our voices to speak about it. Speaking directly about migrants, the Pope said that while they need to be respectful of the laws and culture of the country they've gone to, the governments of those countries should help them immigrate, not fan the flames of fear. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.